Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, it's the end of another week, and it has been quite a week.
Well, it has been a remarkable week, Dave. We were just in Orlando, Florida, where we were shooting our film project. And we are so excited about the progress we've made.
I was able to be there with you, and it really was an exciting time to be there. And I'm sure some of our listeners, probably many of our listeners, don't know that there's a film project in the works. And maybe even more that are wondering, why would Crown be in the process of making movies?
Yeah, these guys are in radio. What are they doing in film?
Yeah.
Well, Dave, 7 years ago I was in Africa, and I realized for the first time that half the world does not read, and their preferred learning style is through story. And so I asked the Lord for an idea of how we could transfer God's financial principles to an audience that doesn't read. How could we make them come to life? And God gave us the idea to take the stories that teach His financial principles directly from the Bible, put them in short film, dramatize them, and put a small teaching segment on the end of them. And that would be the method we would use. So we started down that path a year ago. We created a pilot test called The Widow and the Oil. We have shown that film around the world with rave reviews. Not only are they moved by it, Dave, but the principles transfer. They get the story.
What are some of the stories that we're in the process of creating right now?
Well, right now we're going into full production on the total of six short films, and we're doing the stories through the scripture of where God provides. We're going to do Abraham and Isaac, which is the cornerstone story that God is our provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. We're going to do the rich man and Lazarus. We're doing the fall of Jerusalem when the Israelites were taken into captivity, and Jeremiah writes his famous letter in Jeremiah 29. Remarkable stories. They're coming together, Dave. We're going from Orlando to next week. We're going to be in Utah, and we're allowing our audience to keep up with our progress through a blog, and we're posting every day the photos and the videos at crown.org/short films, and I would love for our audience to begin praying for this project. It's going to ultimately end up in a series where they can use in their groups to teach God's Word through film.
Well, there will be more information coming out in the days ahead about this. Again, crown.org/short films. Well, if you're struggling to keep your financial house in order, stay with us today as Chuck opens up the money map and shares how you can use this simple tool to revolutionize your finances. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced, biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life, and I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available, and I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, we have been inundated with calls and emails from listeners asking for help with their finances. In fact, we just recently got web survey results that indicated that people are more than ever concerned about getting out of debt, knowing how to invest, basically how to get their financial house in order. And the economy's been a part of that. The housing crisis has been a part of that. Even the desire to create margin in their life is a reason that it's driving people to find solutions to their financial issues.
Well, people want to do that, Dave, but sometimes their response is, yeah, but how? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great idea. I'm listening today. I'm out there. I hear people say, let's get your finances in order. But tell me how to put one foot in front of the other, how to take the next step. And I'd like to just explain a little bit about the money map, because it's very, very dear to me, Dave, personally, because I have such a part of it. I was actually sitting in a restaurant in Dallas, Texas. It was called Chuck's Hamburgers. I remember exactly where I was sitting. And the idea popped into my head that if we could graphically illustrate simple steps, that it would give people a map, a way to make progress on their journey to get where they needed to be. In fact, it would just kind of clear the fog. And I was so excited about it because I knew it came from the Lord. Because just prior to that time, I had read a book that inspired me. It was called Mover of Men and Mountains, and it was the biography of R.G. Letourneau. And R.G. Letourneau was a remarkable Christian man who didn't have a lot of education. I don't think he graduated from high school, in fact. But he would pray to God and ask God for ideas, and God would give him ideas to design earth-moving equipment. And in fact, his designs were not improved upon by some of the most educated engineers who were able to look at those. And he would say over and over, these ideas came from God, not from me. I prayed and God gave me these ideas. And so I was so inspired by that, I said, God, would you make me creative? I'm not a creative person, but I would like to receive from you ideas that will help people and help them with their finances. And it was like 3 days after that, I'm sitting in that restaurant and the idea came, a money map. Give people a money map. And so I brought the idea back to the office and sat down with Howard, and we collaborated on it. And this map came out. And we started offering it to our listeners a few years ago, and it's just been phenomenally helpful. I think we've now distributed and sold over 500,000 of these, Dave. So I hear stories all the time of people who are making progress on this map. And, you know, the effect of the map is pretty simple. Years ago, I was coaching my oldest son in baseball, and he wanted to be a pitcher. So I had the opportunity to meet with a professional baseball pitcher, a guy who had pitched for the Texas Rangers, and he helped my son in pitching, and he also helped me to be a better pitching coach. And he said, Chuck, let me give you some insight in how to coach a pitcher. He said, all my life, from when I was a little boy pitching in Little League all the way up to the major leagues, I would struggle on the mound. And at times, I just couldn't throw a strike, and I knew exactly what was going to happen. When I started struggling, I would look over, and here would come the coach out of the dugout. He would walk out on the mound, fold his arms, look me in the eye, and say, you need to throw strikes. And I would go, duh, what do you think I'm trying to do? I'm trying to throw a strike. Could you give me some better advice than that? And I feel that story is how people react when they hear, you need to get your finances in order. Well, duh, tell me how. I've heard that all my life, and I'm not making any progress. What do I need to do? And so this professional pitcher said, give me some how-tos. Give me some things that you're observing that I'm doing wrong, and so that I can, because I'm trying to throw strikes. I know the goal. I know what I'm trying to achieve, but I need to know how. So let's just use that analogy. When you look at the money map sets you on a course to know what you're trying to achieve. And the very first step, it says to define your life purpose. Where are you headed? Why did God put you on this earth? If you know your life purpose, you can order your life in such a way that you'll hit the target. But if you don't know your life purpose, then really what you end up doing is making money your purpose. And money is never your purpose. It's only a tool to achieve your purpose. So you have to ask God, what is my life purpose? And we put some very practical questions in the money map that will help you say, this is why I'm here. And then the next step that we suggest is that you become generous. You know, giving will set the stage for wise money management. And it's just so simple. Start to live a generous life right now. That will break the bonds that money has on your life, and it will stop controlling you. A dear pastor friend of mine had just become a Christian in college, and he tells the story that shortly after becoming a Christian and starting reading the Word, he started to read through the Proverbs. And he went to the drugstore to pick up something, a prescription, and there on the ground in the gutters laying on the street was an envelope. And he picked it up, and it was full of money. I think it was about $4,000 or $5,000 in cash. And he said when he looked at that money, he immediately thought of the proverb that God had just taught him that day while he was studying the Word. And it was finders, keepers, losers, weepers. And he said he immediately thought, this money is mine. Look at how God has provided for this starving college student. And I love that story because that's what we all think. We all feel like what we need is more money. And it has a grip on us, Dave. And money, there's a spiritual component to it. It's almost like a mystery. It's like the spirit of mammon is that, is it going to control me or is God going to control me? And generosity breaks that bond. That pastor, in fact, looked up the owner of that money in that envelope and he took it to that lady. And it turned out she had dropped it that morning on her way to pick up a prescription for her husband who needed cataract surgery. And that was the only money she had to pay for it. And when he returned it, she said, son, you're a Christian, aren't you? And he said, well, yes, ma'am, I am. And she said, you know how I knew? He said, no, how did you know? She said, because only a Christian would have brought it back to me. I've been on my knees praying that a Christian would find it because a Christian would return it. And it made an imprint on his life, Dave, that generosity was the starting point for wise money management. That's what the Money Map will teach you.
Well, we'll take a break, and when we return, Chuck will jump right into the Money Map itself. If you're interested in learning more about the Money Map or picking one up for yourself, you can go to crown.org, and there on the left-hand side of our homepage, you'll see the Money Map shield, and just click on that. It'll take you right there. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
According to a recent survey, over 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their jobs. 70%. If that describes you, we want to help. Introducing Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a powerful assessment system that measures your spiritual interests and gifts with scientific career guidance technology. Career Direct was developed over a 10-year period, and over 120,000 people have benefited from taking the Career Direct Complete Guidance System. And you can too. It only takes about an hour to complete, and you'll receive the results of your assessment in an easy-to-read, personalized report that can be immediately viewed or printed. Go to crown.org, that's crown.org, and sign up for the Career Direct Complete Guidance System today. Imagine pursuing what you were created to do and getting paid to do it. Let Career Direct help you take the first step toward your new career. You'll be glad you did. Go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball along with Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, we're talking about the Money Map today. And you spent the first section just kind of getting us up to speed with what we need to do really before we would launch into the Money Map itself. But now we're going to jump in. Tell us about Destination 1.
Well, Dave, two very simple steps are covered in Destination 1. First is to get on a spending plan. And second, to save $1,000 for emergencies. Very, very simple, very important to do, but I can tell you with full knowledge that most people don't do those things. They're difficult because they require self-control. And when you look at them, you think, you know, it's a great idea. I'd love to do that, but I've tried and I can't do it. Well, the issue is self-control, Dave, and self-control is something that most every single person struggles with to some extent or the other. And I think that's why we need to talk about it in depth for just a second so that we can really drill down on how do I implement Destination 1 in my life. You know, I love what Larry Burkett used to say. He used to say that saving money is a fruit of the Spirit. And people would look at him kind of funny and challenge him on that. No way. I mean, you're just trying to make the Bible say what you want it to say. But listen to this, because this is how he proved it up. From Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we forget that self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. And you cannot save money. You cannot live on a spending plan unless you have self-control. And the irony of it is self-control doesn't come from self. That's where we get tripped up. We think, I've got to control self. But here's the mystery. The spirit controls self. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're listening today and you're saying, I don't get it, I don't understand it, well, it's because you haven't looked to the spirit to ask the spirit to create self-control, because it seems so backwards. But in fact, it's one of the mysteries of the scripture. You know, the proverb says that like a city without walls is a man who lacks self-control, meaning you are vulnerable to every evil attack if you don't have it. But a city with walls is fortified. Self-control is protection. So how do I get it? I'm listening. It's kind of like the picture. Okay, I get it. Now tell me how. Here's the mystery, Dave. Years ago, Ann and I decided that we were going to work out. And this was before children, and we set up a little reward system. Now, this is kind of weird, but if we worked out really hard, had a great workout, we would reward ourselves by going to Baskin-Robbins ice cream and getting a dip of ice cream. Now, we felt like we had burned off enough calories that, you know, we could afford a little celebration. So we did it. And I was going we pulled in front of Baskin-Robbins, and she asked me to go in and order. It's back years ago, you had to take a number and stand in line, and I stood in the back of the line, and Ann changed her mind of what she wanted. In fact, it was kind of difficult because she said, you know, I don't want ice cream anymore, I'll just get water. So I took my number, this teenage boy asked me, what do you have? And I said, well, I'll have a dip of Rocky Road and a cup of water. So he oddly disappeared, he went to the back, came back out, and he said, did you want like bubbly water or just tap water? And I said, tap water would be fine. And he said, ice or no ice? I said, no ice. He said, okay. So he goes in the back, comes back out, and he hands me this large cup. You know where I'm going? It's a dip of Rocky Road in tap water. And he handed it to me, and it had already started to disintegrate. And, you know, Rocky Road's got the marshmallows, the peanuts. It was awful. And he just looked at me like, you ordered it. And I was so embarrassed. There's all these people behind me. They're looking at my order. And I just pulled out my money, paid him, walked outside and poured it in the parking lot. That's all I could do with it. Now, what was the mistake? He thought I said a dip of Rocky Road in a cup of water. But I said, and. And that day I realized the difference in the gospel. The gospel is not you and Jesus. The gospel is Jesus in you. That's a huge, huge difference. One little word. And if your view of the gospel is you and Jesus trying to do something, you're going to be miserable. Because Colossians 1:25 said, this is the mystery of the gospel, Christ in you. That one little word is the mystery that the Spirit of God comes to indwell people. And that's when that spirit starts to produce fruit. So if you're frustrated about your finances, the real root issue, the beginning of the journey, is to ask Christ to dwell in you. Not for you and Christ to try to go on the journey, but Christ in you, that you surrender to the Spirit of God and say, God, I don't have self-control, and I need self-control. I need the fruit of the Spirit. I need you to manifest that in my life. Will you take over and allow me to have a spending plan that I can live by? Will you take over and allow me to save $1,000? And that's the mystery that we miss in connecting God into our finances, because we think we've got to do it and occasionally ask God for a little advice. Or follow these principles as if there's not this dynamic with the Spirit, that the principles are apart from the Spirit. But the principles lead you to understand the goodness and kindness and mercies of God, and He will give you self-control. I think that's great news, Dave. I know it helped me to see that Christ in me would produce the kind of qualities and character that would allow me to be a faithful steward. That's where you begin on the Money Map.
Well, thanks, Chuck. You are listening to Money Life with Chuck Bentley, and we're talking about the Money Map today. If you're interested in learning more about the Money Map, you can go to crown.org, and there on the homepage on the left-hand side, you'll see the Money Map Shield. Just click on that Money Map Shield, and you'll find all the information you need to know about ordering one or more about the Money Map itself. Well, we'll be back right after this with more Money Life.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. We are talking about the money map today. And Chuck, in this last section, let's wrap it up.
Well, Dave, as we said earlier, I believe God gave me the idea to develop the money map so that people could get out of financial bondage, that we could simplify the process for folks. And I loved collaborating with Howard, and we shaped this thing together and put it out there, and it's helped so many people. And so I can't encourage you enough to get a copy of the money map and start checking off the boxes. But let's review what we talked about today. First, define your life purpose. You're not here just to make money, just to manage it wisely. You're here to fulfill God's purposes for your life. That's the bullseye. That's the target. That's what God's going to ask you about when it's all said and done. So that's the first step. Secondly, increase your generosity. Start becoming a generous person so that money can break, that you can break the grip that money has on your life. And then you're ready for destination one. And there we said it's to develop a spending plan. You can download that from crown.org and start to save $1,000, and that's going to take self-control. Self-control is the key. Now, let me just mention, the Bible does say that godliness is not a means to financial gain. And so we're not looking to the Lord to fill our pockets. We're looking to the Lord to give us the quality and the characteristics that come from His Spirit to allow us to be under His control. He gives us self-control. And when that comes from Him, then you can function the way He intended you to function, that you will be like a city with walls that's fortified and protected, not like a city without walls that's vulnerable to be destroyed. Now, when you think about saving $1,000, you probably think about defense, managing your budget such that you are able to pull it out of what you currently make. But could I suggest maybe some of you need to think about going on the offense? There may be some part-time job, some income opportunity that you need to take just for a period of time till you get that $1,000 in the bank and you create margin. That may be the simplest and best way to do it. But unless you have self-control, you're going to spend that $1,000 and it's not worth going out and trying to make it. But there's a lot of places looking for part-time workers. And maybe you can do something in the evenings, on Saturdays, one day a week, until you get that $1,000, and be prepared to put it away and say, now I can go to destination two. You'll be ready to start the journey. I hope you will write us and tell us you're on the way, you're going to do it.
Well, Chuck, we obviously didn't get to too many of the destinations today, but let's come back again on Monday and let's continue our discussion about the money map and let's go through some more of these destinations. And in the meantime, go to crown.org, check out the money map. It's right there on the homepage. Click on the money map shield and get a copy of that for yourself so you're ready for the program on Monday. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Life.